Penguin Readers, White Teeth, Zadie Smith. Level 7. Content warning. This book contains some content that may be distressing to readers, including a description of a suicide attempt and the use of racist language. Note about the story. Zadie Smith was only 25 years old when White Teeth was published. It was her first novel and it won her many awards. White Teeth starts with the sentence, "What is past is future," and it tells the story of three very different families who lived close to each other in an area of London called Willesden in the 1980s and 1990s. One family, the Bowdens, are part Jamaican. The next, the Iqbals, are from Bangladesh. And the third, the Chalfins, are white. The story looks at how people's pasts affect their lives now and the lives and futures of their children. For example, the British ruled India for several centuries before India became independent in 1947. Mangal Pandey, a real person, and, in the story, Samad Iqbal's great-grandfather, was responsible for shooting the first bullet at the British Army during the Indian Mutiny of 1857. Pandey is seen as a hero by Samad, who does not want to forget the past, while other characters in the book, like Samad's son, Milat, want to escape it. White Teeth is also about how white people in England treated immigrants, people from other countries who had moved to England at that time, and it examines the issues caused by mixing different religions together. For example, Samad wants his children's school to stop the Harvest Festival, a very old Christian festival that celebrates food so that they can bring in more Muslim festivals. The real way that the characters live and speak means that there is a lot of informal English in the story. Clara Bowden and her mother from Jamaica pronounce the word boy as boy. There is also a lot of informal street language or slang used by the teenage children. For example, Milat and Irie regularly use the slang words man and chief. Note that chief is not used regularly by teenagers today. Characters in the story sometimes use racist language. Asian people were often called Pakis by white people, although many of them were not from Pakistan.